In the United States, the new iPhone 14 lineup won't ship with a physical SIM card slot. Instead, Apple is pivoting entirely to eSIM technology. While some iPhone users may have already made the transition to eSIM, most have not. Now that the iPhone 14 is arriving to buyers, here are some details on eSIM support from Apple. What does eSIM mean for iPhone 14? The iPhone lineup has supported eSIM technology for many years. The iPhone XS was the first model to add the technology, and each new iPhone since then has supported eSIM. Each of those iPhone models also offered a nano SIM card slot as well. So if you didn't want to use an eSIM, you didn't have to. Go to simdifat.vn to discover more knowledge about eSIM. eSIMs, sometimes referred to as embedded SIMs, are still SIM cards, but they're electronically programmable. This means there is no physical SIM card that has to be inserted into your iPhone or activated. Instead, you log in with your carrier information and the carrier will remotely provision your iPhone so it can be connected to their network. Option 1. Set up iPhone 14 with eSIM Quick Transfer. In a support document, Apple explains that you'll be able to convert your physical SIM to an eSIM during the iPhone 14 setup process. This can be done even if you've never used an eSIM before. During the setup process, you'll be asked to transfer your SIM from your old iPhone to your new iPhone. This is also the process you'll use if you're transferring an existing eSIM from your old iPhone to your new iPhone 14. Option 2. Use a QR code from your carrier. Some carriers don't support what Apple refers to as eSIM Quick Transfer. If this is the case, you'll have to scan a QR code from your carrier to activate the eSIM inside your iPhone 14. When you reach the setup cellular screen in the iPhone 14 setup process, there will be an option to use a QR code. Option 3. Convert a physical SIM to an eSIM with your current iPhone. If you want to get a head start on the transition to eSIM, you can convert the physical SIM inside your current iPhone to an eSIM. From there, you'll be able to transfer that eSIM to your new iPhone 14 when it arrives. On your iPhone, go to Settings and GT, Cellular. Tap Convert to eSIM. If you don't see this option, you'll have to contact your carrier. Tap Convert Cellular Plan. Choose Convert to eSIM. Wait for your eSIM to activate. Once this is complete, your previous SIM card is deactivated. Remove the physical SIM and reboot your iPhone. Long term, I'm curious to see what removing the SIM card tray means for iPhone design and durability. The removal of the headphone jack with the iPhone 7 helped pave the way for improved water resistance and the iPhone X's all-new design just 1 year later.